that's cool. Hey, when you're fishing up there now this time, are you going to be fishing for a little fish fry, or are you going to release everything? What's your thought?
Copy that. Try it again.
I was going to say, this time up there fishing, are you going to fish and hopefully have a fish fry, or do you plan on just releasing everything, just kind of sport fishing?
You know, we've done those cool spinners on the fire, so we'll stop and do them the same, wrap them up and boil some butter and bacon grease or something, and put them in there, olive oil and some seasoning, a little seasoning or something like that. I mean, I'll scale them, but knock them out. You know, what we really want to do is a crayfish trap, put the fish up inside of the trap, catch crayfish, but we're probably going to be able to do it this time. But that place is loaded with huge crayfish.
Awesome, man. When we used to walk out from the shore by the farm on Crystal Lake my grandma had, and it was on the south side of Crystal Lake, any rate, over by 115, at any rate, it was kind of these smooth rocks, you know, for a good little ways as you walked out there, and they're, you know, they're real smooth and decent size, a lot of them, and we used to get these big bluish-looking crayfish out there. There used to be kind of few of them. You wouldn't see those muddy brownish-looking ones as much as you'd see the bluer-looking ones. Have you ever seen those before?
Exactly. My dog screaming his head off because he knows where we're at. What the bluish what now?
Crayfish. We used to, up off of the lake on Crystal, we used to get these, they're kind of blue looking. They're instead of like a rusty brownish red muddy looking, they were blue.
Yup. They've got those at a few of those lakes around there. But, They're pretty good size. We had a bunch of them when we were kids and boiled them up and ate them. They were pretty good.
Yeah, they're always fun when you're a kid and messing around with them until you get pinched a few times really good.